Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to close each day by asking yourself, what did I move forward today? This simple question can help you see progress and helps ensure that you are making progress on your top priorities. Today's tip comes from leadership coach Jen Derry. On a recent Harvard Business Review Women at Work podcast, Derry suggested that at the end of every day, managers ask themselves the question, did I move something forward today? She explains, that could be a project, a client, a person, a career path, a feedback conversation. I think that's a great question for managers and for individual contributors alike. As Derry notes, the question can prompt us to recognize the work we have completed and the impact we have had. That looks different for all of us, but one hopes it was something. Such as, today I wrote a blog post, edited and recorded 5 before breakfasts, and talked with a conference planner about being a keynote speaker. Or, today I taught my students about multiplying fractions. 3/4 of them demonstrated good understanding. And I have a plan for providing more support to the other quarter. Or, today I had a meaningful conversation with my daughter, continued my running streak, and recruited volunteers for the park cleanup. Or, today I had a difficult conversation with a direct report, and we have a plan for helping her strengthen her communication skills. What you move forward will look different depending on how you spend your days, and everybody's accomplishments will vary day to day. But the question is relevant regardless. By reflecting on what you moved forward at the end of each day, you will acknowledge and celebrate your progress. You will also build your awareness of what and how much you are moving forward day to day. So, if you are not moving forward the most important things, you can change how you are spending your time. I also find that if you know you will ask yourself this question, you spend your hours in a way that is more focused on moving the needle, rather than on lesser value work. So, this afternoon, ask yourself this question. What did I move forward today? If you have moved something forward, great. That is a step in the right direction. If not, you can redirect tomorrow and move in the right direction then. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.